The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome back, America. Hugh Hewitt in the ReliefFactor.com studio, West Coast. I'll be back in D.C. for Easter, but one more week here on the West Coast. Joined now by the third ranking member of the GOP caucus in the House of Representatives, the Honorable Liz Cheney, representative from Wyoming. Good morning, Liz Cheney. Welcome back to the Hugh Hewitt Show.
Hey, Hugh. Thanks so much for having me back. I appreciate it.
Well, we've got to cover a lot, Iran, Venezuela, AOC. But first, Ambassador Bolton was my guest earlier this week. And after talking with him about the subjects of Iran and Venezuela, the talk turned to this. I'd like you to listen to it. Get your reaction. Ambassador Bolton, the presidential campaign is underway. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand ventured into strategic matters at a town hall in Dover. Let me play you a 40-second cut of what she had to say and ask the follow-up question, cut number 17.
When you say you want to develop low-yield nuclear weapons that are tactile, what you're saying is you want to use them. Right. Now, the military will make an argument to say, oh, this is just, again, we have to have an equal threat. And this, if it's usable, then it's a better threat. I just found that as not believable. They're trying to create nuclear weapons that are usable. So I oppose the entire defense bill because of that one provision. So if I am president, I am going to make sure we unwind that completely. And I don't think we should be trying to create tactile nuclear weapons.
So the...
tactile nuclear weapons.
Well, I was unfamiliar with the concept, Mr. Ambassador. What are you up to?
I have to say, I was unfamiliar with it as well. I wonder what Senator Gillibrand knows that I don't.
So Congresswoman Cheney, are you familiar with the tactile nuclear weapon development program?
No, and I think that Ambassador Bolton's response was exactly right. I don't know what the tactile piece of this refers to, and she's clearly absolutely wrong on the low yield piece. I mean, we absolutely need those. I think it demonstrates Senator Gillibrand's unfamiliarity with the naivete, ignorance about deterrence and about what's necessary to make sure that our adversaries recognize that it will never be in their interest. They've got low yield nuclear weapons. The Russians do, and they've got to understand or think that they can use one or threaten the use of one in a way that we would fail to respond to. And it's crucially important that we develop those. And I absolutely support the direction the administration's going in and making sure we have resources available to do that.
I often point out that ignorance is not stupidity. Being ignorant, I'm ignorant of thermodynamics. I'm ignorant of car repair. But that means I'm stupid. And I just think presidential candidates should not talk about that about which they are ignorant, because it always comes off very, 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 very obviously. This clip from your colleague, Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, is not about ignorance. It's about an assessment of Representative Omar's commentary that is really quite remarkable. Can we play cut 13 of AOC?
The level to which Republican and conservative groups, whether they are official party apparatuses, sending out emails calling me and others domestic terrorists, or whether it's Rupert Murdoch of the New York Post printing on the front page to circulate all around New York City an image that is incredibly upsetting and triggering for New Yorkers that were actually there and were actually in the radius that woke up one morning or were in their schools and didn't know if they were going to see their parents at the end of the day, to elicit such an image for such a transparently and politically motivated attack on Ilhan. We are getting to a level where this is an incitement of violence against progressive women of color. And if they can't figure out how to get it back to policy, we need to call it out for what it is, because this is not normal, and this is not a normal level of political debate or rhetoric. As wild as it can get sometimes, this is something beyond what is normal.
Now, Congresswoman Cheney, I deplore any domestic terrorist labeling of AOC or Congresswoman Omar or any of them, but I think her attack on the First Amendment and her attack on the New York Post is remarkable. I also do not believe it is incitement to violence for me to be talking about it. What do you think about Congresswoman Omar and Congressman AOC's response to these comments about some people did some things?
Well, I think, first of all, you know, they should not try to act as though they are victims and hide behind this notion that somehow they can't be criticized, because if anybody criticizes them, it's an incitement to violence. That's ridiculous. Secondly, Congressman Omar's comments were abhorrent. And for her to say 9/11 was, quote, some people did something, and then for Ocasio-Cortez to defend her and say, oh, you're taking her comments out of context if you criticize them, that, you know, it is shameful, especially for a representative from New York. Furthermore, I watched this whole thing unfold over the last couple of days, and Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez went on to attack our colleague Dan Crenshaw and said he should, quote, go do something about terrorism. And I think she maybe has not understood that he lost his eye. He gave his eye fighting for our freedom, for her freedom. And I think maybe she should go thank him for that. But Ilhan Omar's comments were abhorrent. They were disgraceful. She made them at an organization called CARE, which is an unindicted co-conspirator for their ties to Hamas in the Holy Land trials. And it is outrageous that the Democrats continue to let someone like that sit on the Foreign Affairs Committee. So there's no justification or defense, in my view, possible for what Congresswoman Omar said. I think that it's wrong, and I think it's shameful that Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez is protecting her.
I want to play for the audience the original Congresswoman Omar's comments at the CARE gathering in Beverly Hills, because I've never played them out of context. I played the whole phrase, and that's why I want people to hear them again in the context of your interview about it. Here it is.
So to me, I say raise hell. Make people uncomfortable. Because here's the truth. Here's the truth. Far too long, we have lived with the discomfort of being a second-class citizen. And frankly, I'm tired of it. And every single Muslim in this country should be tired of it. CARE was founded after 9/11 because they recognized that some people did something and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
So, Congresswoman, first of all, she's wrong. CARE was founded in 1994. You pointed out it was an unindicted co-conspirator in the Holy Land trial. But CARE being founded in the wrong year, that doesn't... I wanted the whole context. She's wrong factually, and she is wrong in diminishing what happened on 9/11.
Exactly. And I think, look, you know, we, all of us... directly after 9/11, President Bush went to a mosque in Washington, D.C., made clear that we understood and recognized these views that the terrorists held were not views that every Muslim held. But I think you have to also recognize that the terrorists are radical Islamic terrorists, and those two things can't be separated. And I think you also have to recognize that 3,000 Americans were killed that day, the most significant attack on our homeland in our history. It was terrorism. People died terrible and awful deaths. And for those family members in particular to hear a member of the United States House of Representatives talk about her, quote, discomfort, and to call this some people did something, there's simply no defense for that. And I again call on the leadership, on Speaker Pelosi and Leader Hoyer, to strip her of her assignment, particularly on the House Foreign Affairs Committee, the committee that is charged with oversight of this nation's foreign policy and with our relationships with our allies around the world. She is clearly unfit to serve on that committee and at a minimum ought to be removed from it.
Now, let me move quickly through three subjects. The decision to label the IRGC, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, as a terrorist organization, the continuing pressure to make Maduro leave, and Attorney General Barr referring to what went on against the Trump campaign as spying. About the latter, I cleared hundreds and hundreds of FISA warrants for Attorney General Smith and Meese back in the day. It's spying. I don't even know why people are debating this. But what about those three subjects, Liz Cheney?
So I commend Attorney General Barr. I think that he is doing exactly the right thing. I think that if you watched his appearance and his testimony before Congress this week, you saw somebody who is absolutely very competent, very clear on his responsibilities. And the American people deserve to know what happened. They deserve to know how we ended up in a situation where the Obama administration was seeking FISA warrants to surveil American citizens based on the political dossier. So I applaud him, and I'm glad that that is underway. The administration was exactly right on IRGC. I think it's far past time that we called them what they are. I think designating them a terrorist organization reflects the extent to which they really are fundamentally responsible for Iran's malign influence globally. They've got the blood of American soldiers on their hands through their Quds force. And I think it's important for us to make sure people recognize exactly who they are, what they are, and how they operate. And I forgot your third question.
Venezuela and whether or not we're going to get Maduro out.
Yeah, we absolutely have to. And I think when you look at the fact that, you know, you've got somebody there who is burning convoys with humanitarian assistance for his people, who is supported by the Russians, the Cubans, the Iranians. We cannot allow that to happen. We cannot allow the Maduro regime to continue that kind of reign in our backyard. And I think it's very important that we continue to support Guaido, that we make clear that that's exactly what we're going to do. And again, I think Ambassador Bolton in particular has been a real force and voice for the right policy on this inside the administration, and I support what they're doing.
1 minute left. If Secretary Pompeo, Acting Secretary Shanahan, and Ambassador Bolton recommend to the president that military force be used, maybe in support of Colombia and Brazil, even we got 40 to 50,000 Americans there, we got Russians and Chinese, would you support that decision?
I would. I think if they make the recommendation, if that's their assessment of the situation, and I think there are different ways and capacities in which we could envision that. I think that, you know, working along with the OAS, for example, looking at things like helping to protect humanitarian convoys, delivering aid to the Venezuelan people, is certainly something that we should look at. And I think we have to recognize the danger of allowing a military takeover by primarily Cuban, Iranian, Russian forces in our hemisphere. That is not something that we can allow to happen. I think our own security is at risk, and we've got to be very clear that we won't allow that to happen.
Representative Liz Cheney, Chairman of the House GOP Conference, thank you as always. Always great to talk to you. Clear, concise, comprehensive, and we want you back as early and often as you will come. Thank you.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.